William Morrow and Harper Audio present Moonshadow, a novel by Susan Wiggs, performed by Ashford McNabb. Some there be that shadows kiss, such have but a shadow's bliss. Shakespeare. Prologue. London, 1759.
"'Tis plenty I know about Orin,"
the girl insisted, puffing out her emaciated, ill-clad chest in a show of bravado. More fiercely, she added,
"'Tis all I bloody know."
Disgruntled at the late-night intrusion, Adèle Séverin pierced the waif on her doorstep with the look she used to intimidate her most hard-bitten girls and hell-bent patrons. But this scruffy visitor showed no sign of shrinking back.
"Tiens, I do not allow such language in my establishment. This is a place of gentlemanly entertainment."
The girl shrugged and tossed her mop of corkscrew curls. A bony shoulder poked through a gaping hole in her ragged shawl.
"Orin, entertainment, I ain't here to split hairs. A man wanting his poke ain't of a mind to spend time pettifogging."
Madame Séverin drew a horrified breath and took hold of the door, ready to slam it in the gutter snipe's face. Just then, the girl flung her head back, whipping a stray coil of hair from her eyes. The kitchen lamp illuminated her face. Adèle felt an unfamiliar squeezing where her heart used to be. She pursed her lips and drew her hands to her bosom.
"Bon Dieu,"
she whispered, staring. Those eyes, they were extraordinaire. So huge they seemed to swallow up the rest of the small, hollowed-out face. So deep, Adèle felt compelled to look away. She had the uncomfortable sensation of staring straight through to the girl's soul. What was it she saw in those unsettling pools of grey mist? A softness, totally out of character with the razor-tongued urchin's brash manner. The eyes held a subdued glimmer of distress, a vulnerability only one as perceptive as Adèle Séverin could discern. Stepping forward, she put out a gnarled and manicured hand and brushed a dirty ringlet away from the pinched face. Instantly, the visitor flinched, baring her teeth. And then the answer came to Adèle. Suddenly, she knew with terrible certainty what she was seeing. Innocence. Innocence which, despite a generous splash of mud and soot, looked as pure and untouched as a budding flower with the dew still clinging to its folded petals. Staring deeper into the grey eyes, Adèle discerned terror, suppressed, but evident.
Nom de Dieu.
The waif was no more than a frightened girl. Letting her bejeweled hand drop, Adèle asked,
"What are you doing here, child?"
The visitor gave a sharp laugh, as if she'd never been called a child before. She probably hadn't. She thrust her hips from side to side in a pitiful imitation of a wharfside doxy. The mop of ringlets bobbed.
"'Cause I got something men'll pay for?"
Adèle winced at the bitterness in the low, somewhat throaty voice. Shaking her head, she opened the door wider.
"You presume to tell me my business?"
she asked bluntly.
"Are you experienced?"
The mist-coloured eyes narrowed.
"Only as far as me eyes and ears have taught me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?